You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, good morning, guys. It is Woodgie. You know, I told you yesterday.
Who is it?
Oh, man. Woodgie.
Woodgie.
Hey, Woodgie, she? How do you flub your own name?
Definitely.
Hey, good morning, guys. It is Woodgie.
I lead the world in flubs, no doubt about it. I don't think I've ever flubbed my own name. Ben Higgins. I can say that. Woodgie.
Woodgie. Hey, good morning, guys. It is Woodgie.
It's Woodgie, she? Give me two bits, she?
An atomic Woodgie.
Let's talk about your mental health, see?
God, idiot.
We had we had someone who tweeted in during the break asking, why wouldn't we have a celebration for Philip Rivers, essentially, here in San Diego, given how much time he spent here and how beloved he was when he was quarterback of the Chargers.
I'll read it.
Go ahead.
From Rory. Rory says, why are we so conflicted to offer Rivers another solid send-off as after an exceptional career as our quarterback? When it wasn't even a question to celebrate, God dang it, Seau again after he retired as a member of the Patriots.
There's some validity there, and I think at some point we will. He'll be honored somewhere, and we can. I don't want to do a virtual celebration for Philip Rivers where we're all on some sort of Zoom call and celebrating Philip Rivers. I would, you know, if there's an event and Philip can come back to San Diego and show up and say hi to the fans and, you know, deliver some remarks. He did that at the Hall of Champions, by the way, a couple of years ago as well, and it was very nice. As I said before, we've done it a few times already. Is there one more in me at some point? Yes. Am I itching to set something up on Zoom to honor Philip Rivers in the next 5 days? Not really at this point. Let's wait and see what happens. He's obviously going to be coaching high school football. I, by the way, do not think that precludes him from being an NFL broadcaster as well. I saw some speculation that he'll certainly get some offers. The networks will be interested in Philip Rivers. I think it was the Big Lead said they think the best landing spot would be the NFL CBS pregame show.
Yeah, where pregame show would be great.
Put him on the desk with five Nate Burleson. Yeah. He could be kind of the counterpoint to the, you know, Terry Bradshaw, kind of be the country sort of guy on their pregame show, which doesn't do as well in the ratings as the Fox one. They need a little pizzazz to liven things up, and maybe Rivers might be just the ticket for them. Why can't he coach a high school football game on a Friday night, you know, fly up to New York, you know, post-pandemic, obviously, for Saturday, Sunday, do the show, fly back after the show Sunday, start his prep, and, you know, coach high school football all week long. Usually that's his off day anyway for the kids, and I'm sure that Philip Rivers can manage to dissect high school football defenses in 5 days, get his team ready. I don't think he needs
something tells me he may be able to.
There were some great stories that did come out. I saw one where J.J. Watt and the Houston Texans, he was playing J.J. Watt and the Houston Texans, and they got up to the line of scrimmage, and Philip Rivers actually called out to one of the defenders, said, you're in the wrong position right now for the blitz you're about to run.
Wow.
And J.J. Watt said, he was right. The guy was in the wrong position for the blitz we were about to run.
That's amazing. That's that Tony Romo, like that next level, that Peyton Manning, that, you know, they see everything. They know everything.
And talk about getting in the defense's head. It's like, he knows that I'm making a mistake right now.
Yeah.
He's just called me out for the mistake I just made. Because he knows our defense that
well. Hey, Bub, you're in the wrong place for that blitz you're about to run. The guy's like, what? How does he know that?
It's incredible. JJ's going, oh, God.
He's like, oh, my God.
So that's my thoughts on a Philip Rivers celebration. Maybe at some point I'll be for it. I'm not setting something up this week. particularly.
Sounds good.
All right. Let's see. What were we going to get? Oh, yeah, the audio.
And the audio.
From
are we doing the
Oakland.
Randall report here?
We're going to do it after traffic.
After traffic.
But you wanted to hear my
yes,
Oakland audio from his debut.
Do we have that? Your first day as sports director. You are fresh faced.
This was, by the way, I had been doing reports, you know, throughout the evening shows, and Raiders fans had just been swarming around me. You know, the black hole.
Yeah.
All those people, and they saw me with a camera and a microphone, so they surrounded me. But it was almost game time. It was just like 10 minutes before kickoff. Things quieted down a little bit. This is the great Hal Clement, former 10 News anchor, who
ben
was tossing
Higgins,
to me.
Quite literally taking his life in his hands, is standing by live in Oakland with Raider fans all around him. Oh, you're kind of alone as we get ready for kickoff.
I'm hoping that they're going to be heading into the stadium here, Hal, and maybe leave me alone for a second. But it is a picture-perfect night for football here at the McAfee Coliseum in Oakland. But it will only be a picture-perfect ending for one of these two teams, the Oakland Raiders and the San Diego Chargers, the winner of which will immediately vault into first place in the AFC West after the Chiefs and Broncos both lost yesterday. So a pretty important game right off the bat. Division.
That's all I had that I could find. But
you don't hear. Do you hear the major
still,
difference in your voice?
Oh yeah, very.
Hello there, it's Ben Higgins. I'm out here at the.
I was 30 years old.
Were you really?
Time. Yeah, God. Now I'm 45.
Paul, so. You heard that right?
Oh yeah, it didn't sound like.
Yeah,
it
good
does
morning.
Today.
I'm out here.
At, the sound of youth.
I wonder what I sounded like at 30. I have no idea. But holy crap, that I want to give me a little bit
more. I was
more,
a child. I was a baby.
You were a baby, but you look like a grown-ass man. Baby face, though. Fresh. Like morning dew. Paulie's computer's running slow. I wanted to hear a little bit more of
it. Oh, I already closed it down. Please don't make me do that.
Oh, never mind. Okay.
I'll
Let's
have
get
it for
traffic.
An hour and a half.
Me.
Yeah, he's got to get the Rindle report ready. It's coming out right after this check of traffic on 97.3.
All right.
And here's Kelly Danick. Play it later.
You're listening to the Rindle Report on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's 6 o'clock somewhere.
All right. This hour is brought to you by your San Diego County Land Rover retailers, introducing the 2020 Land Rover Defender, Motor Trend's 2021 SUV of the year. Put the Defender's capabilities to the test at your San Diego County Land Rover retailer today. Land Rover above and beyond. Paul Rindle, take it away.
Thank you, Woodsy. We will start off in college sports. Pac-12, Larry Scott, Pac-12 commissioner. His 11-year run is coming to an end. It's going to end in June. The conference announced this last night. In a statement, they said Scott will remain on the job until June 30th, and he will assist in the transition. His current contract was set to expire in June of 2022, so he's going to be getting out a year early. And no real speculation yet on who will be taking over in the Pac-12 for Larry Scott.
I don't know Larry Scott. Maybe he's a heck of a guy, and maybe he did a good job at one point for the Pac-12, but when you look at the results and you compare where the Pac-12 is compared to the other power conferences, they have lost so much of their luster. Yes, they're great in the Olympic sports. If you want a great volleyball conference, the Pac-12 is that. Swimming and diving, you know, you're heading west. You're going to Stanford, somewhere like that, to compete in those sports. When it comes to football and basketball, though, the Pac-12 has been left in the dust by the SEC, the Big Ten, the ACC, even the Big 12, which, I mean, they stole Big 12 teams and yet still somehow are well behind the Big 12 in football reputation and even basketball reputation at this point. Their TV network deal, which was hailed as state of the art when it came out with the Pac-12 network, can't get the Pac-12 network most places. They say, oh, we're making the Pac-12 network's great. No, it's not. When was the last time you watched the Pac-12 network?
It's been a long time.
Ultimately, the Pac-12 under his leadership has gone in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing they let him go 11 years. He made, you know what he made in that time? Did you see what he's pulled out of that? $40 million in 11 years of being the head of the Pac-12. $40 million. That's absurd to me.
Kind of Roger Goodell-esque.
100%.
And I think part of the problem is the college football playoff, which has iced out the Pac-12 completely. He should have been fighting harder for an 8-team playoff at some point. He did not advance the best interests of the Pac-12 when he had the opportunity to. Whether that was his viewpoint or not, it got overruled, and the Pac-12 got trampled on by the rest of college football. And now college sports is basically Texas and eastward at this point. Really? With a few minor exceptions here and there, college football and college basketball on the West Coast is fairly irrelevant. Even with schools like USC and Stanford, Arizona and basketball, they're all somewhat irrelevant at this point. And that's sad for someone who grew up when the Pac-12 was where it was at. USC, UCLA football.
UCLA basketball.
Arizona basketball, UCLA basketball. The best stuff was on the West Coast. And now, not the case anymore. So we'll see if a new commissioner can change things for the Pac-12.
We will see. Over to the NBA, or kind of NBA, an update on a story that we've mentioned on the Ryan Report several times over the last few months. Delonte West. It was not long ago where read you a story about Delonte West being seen on, the street corner with a sign and begging for money, homeless, drug and alcohol issues. Then I told you a story about Mark Cuban, who personally tracked him down and helped him out, got him into a rehab center. And now, Delonte West, he's still trending up. He has a job with that same rehab facility in Florida.
Awesome.
Really, really cool stuff, man. Delonte West, his mom and Mark Cuban have still been in touch. They're constantly in communication with the former Dallas Maverick, with his rehab center. It's the Rebound Therapy Center in Florida. And it's cool, man. There's pictures of him with other, not the right word, patients.
Patients.
You know what I'm saying. And yes, he's playing frisbee golf, and he's just hanging out. So really fun story there. Warm, good feelings. We haven't had a lot of those lately, so it's good to give you guys an update on that. That he's going to be there for at least a little while as an employee with the Rebound Rehab Center in Florida.
Good for him. Good for Mark Cuban for, stepping in and helping out. It's great.
Awesome.
You hope it continues.
There's still, I'm sure, constant work to be done.
Oh, yeah.
And this is
it never ends.
Another step, but it is a positive feel-good story that transcends basketball and the NBA. It's about a person trying to get their life back again. And it looks like Delonte West has hit rock bottom, and he's finally, getting to a better place.
Yep,
and I'm glad to see that.
Yep.
And we go from that good story to this wild
great story.
Oh, my goodness. Couple accused of filming sex acts in Myrtle Beach Ferris wheel and public pool for porn video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wasn't you and Shell?
No. Sure. Our bathtub is very private.
Somebody said yesterday, we posted the picture of Shell in the bathtub gin. Somebody said, is that a tripod I see in the background? They were joking.
Oh,
Ben,
I see that.
Ben looked at me.
That was the spigot where the water comes from.
So a couple in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, is being accused of performing sex acts on the Myrtle Beach Skywheel after police said they discovered videos on an adult website. So they didn't just try to get away with it. It's only on their phones and they move on with their lives. No, they put it out on the internet. And
where would I find it for research purposes, Paul?
You don't need me to answer that. You know exactly where you can find. And
see
if it's not on that website, it's on the other websites that you probably have.
Or one of the other ones.
Is that a work computer?
This is my personal.
Because I would recommend against that.
Myrtle Beach.
If you're using a work computer.
Investigators
right
said the two were arrested on January 16th after a video found by police showed them performing sex acts inside a glass gondola of the Ferris wheel within view of the public. The couple was also caught performing sex acts at a community pool in Surfside Beach sometime last month. They recorded those acts and also uploaded them to the internet.
What's your overall thought, Woods, on Ferris wheels?
Not great.
Not a big fan of the Ferris wheel?
Not a big fan of the Ferris wheel, even if something like that is going on. I'm not a fan of it.
I enjoy a good view. You know, I've done it, the London Eye, where you go around and you get to see the entire city.
We were going to do it, but the wait was 19 hours, and my wife is still mad at me to this day that I didn't go up in the London Eye with her.
I did.
Very sore subject.
The one time I was in London covering the Chargers, I was there. We were near it. And it was there wasn't a wait, so we did the London Eye. There's that high roller in Las Vegas now. I've done that one as well, where you can see the entire, like, the strip.
So you love Ferris wheels, essentially.
I like good views, but I don't like the lack of control. When it stops and it's like, okay, let's keep it moving.
I'm always afraid it's going to freeze, and I'm stuck
on
the top
for a long time.
Yeah, I've just never, I don't like heights all that much. So to get out there and be kind of,
like, at least
exposed
on a big roller coaster, you're only up there for a second, and then you're dropped
exactly
right back down.
That's exactly right. You're not sitting up there and swinging back and forth.
Like, think of the roller coaster, that build up all the way to the top, the slow build. Like, oh my god! Oh my god!
Yeah,
oh
you're
my
kill me. Kill
now
me,
imagine
kill
just
me, kill
staying
me, kill me, kill
right
me
there at the top.
But like when it stops at the top and you're just, the thing is swinging, rocking, but you're like, oh god!
There's
are
that
we gonna
one
go again?
That's a Disney California Adventure, Mickey's Fun Wheel, that actually the cars like slide back and forth and rock.
You.
Not interested
no,
in that,
just,
really,
you know, it's not my scene. But doing that on a Ferris wheel, No. I'm not big on it in public. I listen, if that's your kink, Ben, then that's fine. It's definitely not mine.
It's it really
public,
is just rude, though.
The
because
public thing.
Most people don't want to see it, and you're perhaps forcing someone to see something they don't want to see.
I think I'd watch it if I saw it, but I don't think I would do it.
I mean, I got their mugshots.
Oh, you do? I couldn't find it, by the way, when I looked at my source.
I'd watch.
I'll keep looking. Oh, you would? You got their? Well, send me the mugshots. I want to
text them right
I'll
now.
Just look it up here. Myrtle Beach couple.
This is one of those moments where I look at the clock.
Oh, yeah.
And it says 6:54, and I just so wish that it said 6:56, so I could just get us to the break and the top of the hour, and we could move on to something else.
Now, they're married. Eric and Lori Harmon, both 36, went for quite a spin riding the glass gondola. More like the ass gondola.
You know what? You're in charge of this last minute. It's just all you know.
Okay, well, let me tell you.
No longer participating in this conversation.
Well, let me tell you about another one of her arrests when she was accused of urinating on two vending machines. So, yeah, you can turn it over to me, but I'm just going to keep reading this article about Lori Harmon, who apparently is
a wildcat. Weird stuff.
She is a weird, weird couple. They're a weird couple.
It's all you, but
I hope the Harmons.
Now the Wood Show.
I hope they can find better harmony in their marriage, the Harmon couple. But, yeah, they'll be facing serious charges.
You think there's no harm in what they're doing?
All right, we'll be back doing something. Probably
Inauguration Day.
On Ben and Wood. Oh, we've got some audio. You're going to love it. Trust me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.